USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a U.S. citizen remains in detention in Russia, his family members back here at home are speaking out. Corporate Security Director Paul Whelan being detained by Moscow on accusations of spying, but his brother David says the retired Marine was only in Moscow for a wedding.
I'm sure my brother's not a spy. Paul's background is in law enforcement. He has military experience. He's in corporate security.
Whelan's arrest comes weeks after Russian citizen Maria Butina pleaded guilty here in the States to a charge of conspiring to act as a foreign agent. Incoming Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney calling President Trump's character into question in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post saying, with the nation so divided, presidential leadership in character is indispensable, and he says that's where President Trump's shortfall is most glaring. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. No one's come forward yet to claim a $425 million Mega Millions ticket that was sold for last night's drawing on Long Island in New York. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Officials say garbage and human waste are becoming problems at national parks because of the partial government shutdown. It has left parks open for now, but without staff to collect fees and operate visitor areas or clean up after folks, it's looking like more and more of them are going to be shutting down after all. Joshua Tree National Park in California closing its campgrounds this week because toilets are reaching capacity. Yosemite has closed some areas because of a lack of restrooms and, again, impacts from human waste. Newspapers across the country now know why distribution was snarled for several days late last week. It turns out the L.A. Times, San Diego Union-Tribune, and West Coast editions of the New York Times and Wall Street Journal were infected with malware known as Ryuk. The name apparently refers to a character in a popular anime and manga series Death Note. The virus also hit papers in Chicago, Connecticut, and Florida. And a new report does say that plane crash fatalities around the world jumped sharply in 2018, going from 13 deaths in 2017 to about 500 last year. But the report says there was only one death of a person on a U.S. airline last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.